Hi, my name is Daniel Campbell, and I am the director of the Lay Division here at St. John Vianney Theological Seminary for the Archdiocese of Denver. And I'm so happy to spend time with you here in this audio describing a little bit about the wonderful work that we are so blessed to do for you, the lay faithful, here at the Lay Division. To begin with, let me just give you a sense of what our mission is. Our mission at the Lay Division is very simple. It is to put people in contact and communion with the person of Jesus Christ. It is Jesus Christ who alone leads us to the heart of the Father in the Holy Spirit. We are here to put people in contact and communion with Him. In essence, making and maturing disciples is what we're all about at the Lay Division here at St. John Vianney. We do this through various offerings that study God's call to each and every person to have a personal relationship with Him in the church that He established with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Now, that is, I think, a simple enough mission in a certain respect, but it can be a pretty loaded statement. So let me just kind of walk through a little bit what it is that we really want to emphasize is our work here at the Lay Division. So we here essentially exist to serve you, the lay faithful, by giving you formation in Christ. And we provide this formation through all sorts of different programs of study in the faith. At the end of the day, we very simply consider ourselves a part of the great commission given by our Lord to the church in Matthew chapter 28, to go out and baptize all nations and teach them all that He has commanded. Obviously, we're not engaged in that first part, but we do consider ourselves to play a role in the second part, teaching people the one holy Catholic and apostolic faith. You know, in many respects, the first step towards being a true disciple is to know the faith. Why? Because as St. Thomas Aquinas writes, you cannot love what you do not first know. Or as we might otherwise put it, you have to know the thing in order to love the thing. You cannot choose something that you don't even know is there to be chosen. So how could we ever think of loving our Lord, no less with all of our heart and soul and mind, as He declares that we must, how could we ever think of loving our Lord without first knowing Him? Ignorance is many things, but bliss is most certainly not one of them. Most certainly not when it comes to the saving truths of the faith. So the first element of fulfilling our mission lies in bringing people to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, without which we cannot love Him. But of course it doesn't end there, because as St. Paul writes, the greatest of all virtues is in fact the theological virtue of charity. So there is a logical primacy to knowledge, insofar as one cannot love what one does not first know, but there is a moral and spiritual primacy, if you will, to the supernatural infused love of God and neighbor, without which our knowledge bears no true fruit for the kingdom of God. And so while the first element to fulfilling our mission is certainly teaching the faith intellectually, we nonetheless think of our teaching as not so much academic as it is formative. Now, I don't mean to imply that our teaching is not intellectually robust. Far from it. I think our programs of study challenge the mind in ways that it has never been. And I am absolutely confident that you won't find anything out there for lay people that's as intellectually robust as what we offer. So when I say that our teaching is not so much academic as it is formative, I mean it rather in the sense that our teaching is not the sterile kind that one finds in modern institutions, but rather our teaching is meant to transform not just the mind, but also the heart. For as the scriptures tell us, we must be doers of the word and not hearers only. So what good is our teaching of the faith here at the Lay Division if it doesn't actually transform lives? If it doesn't actually lead people to desire relationship with Christ more and more, to commit themselves to the interior life prayer, the one thing necessary more and more, to be more faithful to the fulfillment of the duties of their state in life as husbands, wives, fathers, mothers. So yes, our programs are wonderfully intellectual, rooted always in the teaching of Holy Mother Church, as expressed most clearly in the fathers and doctors of the church. It's just that we're much more than that. For our teaching draws not just the mind, but also the heart deeper into relationship with our Lord. And just to round this out, we like to take it a step further as well. While St. Thomas Aquinas is correct in saying that you cannot love what you do not first know, we like to take it a step further in adding that you will not share what you do not first love, which is the culminating grace of our work of formation, to bring you not just deeper into relationship with Christ individually, but to give you the desire and confidence to testify to our Lord, be it by word of mouth or the simple witness to a silent life transformed in Christ. We cannot love what we do not first know, and we will not share what we do not first love. And that is our mission, to bring you, the lay faithful, through beautiful programs of study, to know, love, and share in the life of Christ. And God willing, our students may one day say, as we read of St. Paul in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, that it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. That's it. That's our mission, to bring people into relationship with Jesus Christ. And we do this, as I've mentioned, through various offerings that study God's call to each and every person to have a personal relationship with him in the church that he established with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So what are these programs of study? What are the various offerings that we have? Well, we have two flagship programs to begin with. The Denver Catholic Biblical School, a four-year study of the Sacred Scriptures, and the Denver Catholic Catechetical School, a two-year study of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. The Biblical School is a four-year study of the Scriptures during which students learn about and read all 73 books of the Bible. And our curriculum here focuses on the narrative approach to Scripture, as we might call it. This narrative approach consisting of a thorough study of salvation history in every book of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation to see how God's promises, prophecies, and covenants of the Old Testament are fulfilled in the person and mission of Jesus Christ and his church. We give you an encounter with Jesus Christ through the Scriptures precisely by teaching you how every part of the Scriptures is about Jesus Christ. Our other flagship program is then the Denver Catholic Catechetical School, a two-year journey through the Catechism of the Catholic Church, in which we read and teach the Catechism through a prayerful, organic, and systematic presentation of the Catholic faith contained in both sacred scripture and sacred tradition. The Catechism really is a roadmap for God's plan for our salvation. And so as such, our curriculum here focuses on the Catechism as what we call it a ladder of ascent. And you're climbing rung by rung from the blessing of this world to the blessing of heaven. We give you an encounter with Jesus Christ in the Catechetical School through the knowledge and love of the faith in the Apostles' Creed, to the making present of God's saving acts in the liturgy and the sacraments, to our response in love to God out of obedience to his commandments in the moral life, to ending with the personal and intimate conversation with God that we call prayer. We then also offer various other programs of study. We know that not everybody can take a four-year program in Scripture, a two-year program in the Catechism, but we still want to connect with everybody by offering all sorts of classes of different lengths and in different topics. So we also have year-long what we call enrichment courses, different topics of study for a whole academic year, all sorts of diverse topics in the faith, from prayer to virtue, to church history, to literature, to the lives of the saints. We also have short courses in the summer that are 4, 5, 6 weeks in length. Lecture series throughout the liturgical seasons, Advent, Lent, day-long conferences, workshops. Bottom line, it doesn't matter where you're at in your faith, we have something for everybody. Which again is all offered to help form our students by bringing Christ into every part of their lives, intellectually, morally, spiritually, so that our students can love God with all their hearts, all their soul, and all their mind. The bottom line is that we must learn the faith because we cannot love what we do not first know, and we will not share what we do not love. And that is what all of our classes do for students, enable them to know, love, and share their faith. Because our goal is to not just give you knowledge of the faith, but a genuine love of the faith, and through that love, to desire to share the faith with others. So I would really encourage you, look into the various class offerings that we have to see what's there that's going to be a good fit for you. A good fit for you to study our true and beautiful and holy Catholic religion. in person and online as well, I should say. If you live here locally in Denver, you can join us at any of the different parishes that we're offering classes. Regardless of where you're listening to this from, here in Denver, elsewhere, we have classes online as well that anybody anywhere in the world can take with us. So make the choice now to learn your faith. Check out all of our class options at sjvlaydivision.org and get ready for your life to change in studying the faith with us.